This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba'im. We continue in our Seder in the Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua. Yesterday, we learned the landmark ruling, and this was a ruling that Rav Moshe Shapiro said is not just a ruling of Jewish thought, but an idea that is halacha lemaisa, that the designated time to fulfill the great objective of life, of being mitzapeh liyeshua, is in Kabbalas Shabbos. That the same way the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Saturday night, Matzoi Shabbos, moving away from Shabbos, the time as we head toward Shabbos and anticipate Shabbos is mesugal, is designated for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the same way we await the Shabbos, we await the Geula. And now that we have this landmark revelation, that of all the Zmanei HaShavua, it is Kabbalah Shabbos designated for to be Mitzvah Yeshua, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, we can now crack the code of the Piyot, of the Chadoidi L'Kras Kala, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. As we mentioned, only 4 of the 10 stanzas speak about Shabbos. L'chadoidi l'kras kala, shamra v'zachar b'di barechad, l'kras Shabbos l'chu v'nelcha, and then bo'i v'shalom ataras bala. So, what happened to the other stanzas? The other stanzas are not about Shabbos at all. Let's examine them. Mikdash melech ir melucha, sanctuary of the king, royal city, kumi tzi mitaychafecha, rise up! By the way, we'll point out that in L'cha Doidi we say the word Kumi, arise, 3 times. From the overturned city, Ravlach Sheves Be'emek Habacha, you have dwelled abundantly in the valley of weeping, V'huyachamol Alayichemla, and He will have mercy on you. So that's a stanza about Beis HaMikdash. Why are we longing for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash as we accept the Shabbos? The answer is, this is not random, this is definitional. Definitional with Kabbalah Shabbos is longing for the Beis HaMikdash. We're being mitzapeh liyeshua as we greet the Shabbos. And in that stanza, we're awaiting the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So you'll ask, yeah, but a lot of the stanzas are not really about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. They start speaking about peripheral issues. For example, Hisna'ari me'ofar, shake yourself up from the dust. Kumi, Livshi bigdei sefartechami, al yad ben Yishai beis halachmi. What does Ben Yishai got to do with this? I understand we're going to await the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Kabbalah Shabbos, but what does Ben Yishai have to do with it? The answer is, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, you know, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we lost a lot of goodies. There are a lot of spiritual goodies that were lost with the Beis HaMikdash. We know the great cruelty of Nebuchadnezzar, who slaughtered the sons of Tzidkiyahu, the last remnant of the Malchus Beis David, and then he blinded Tzidkiyahu. And that was the lowest point the Malchus Beis David ever reached, to the point where Chazal have a taina on Tzidkiyah. How did you allow Malchus Beis David to be diminished so greatly? And there's a frightening lashon of the Chazal that Tzidkiyahu should have taken Nebuchadnezzar's head and smashed it against the wall. Or perhaps he should have done it to himself so as not to allow the Malchus Beis David to reach such a low echelon. So since with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we lost the Malchus Beis David, and part and parcel of Kabbalah Shabbos is awaiting the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, part and parcel of Kabbalah Shabbos is not just being mitzapeh l'geula, being mitzapeh for the restoration of the Malchus Beis David. You hear this? Part of anticipating and yearning for Mashiach is yearning for the restoration of the Malchus Beis David. Tomorrow we're going to talk about that another time that's predisposed for this is in the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We say, V'chein tein kavoid Hashem le'amecha, tihila li'reyecha, v'sikva toiva le'darshecha. we say va'arichas ner leben yishai meshichecha. So part of Kabbalah's Shabbos is not only anticipating the building of the Beis Hamikdash, but the restoration of the Malchus Beis David. Next stanza, hisoyri, hisoyri, kiva oirech, kumi oiri, uri, uri, shir daberi. Wake up, say song, uri, uri, shir daberi. What is that referring to? Who said the words uri, uri? Those words were uttered by Devaira Hanaviah. When she sang Shira, she said, uri, uri, awake, awake. Nevuah is a certain state of awakeness. Why are we talking about Nevuah in the Kabbalah Shabbos? The answer is, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, in Daf Yud Beis, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, Amar Rav Avdimi Dimin Chaifa, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, V'nitna L'Chachamim. One of the goodies that we lost with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is the cessation of prophecy. So as we greet the Shabbos, which is synonymous with being Mitzapa Yeshua, we long for the restoration of all the goodies that we lost with the destruction of the Temple. We long for rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We long for restoration of Malchus Beis David. And we long for Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi. We long for the return of prophecy. The Navi Yeshaya says that in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Beis, Lachen koyomer Hashem Beis Yaakov Asher Padas Avraham Lo Yato Yevoish Yaakov. Don't be embarrassed, Beis Yaakov. Perek Nun Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, Al Tiri Ki Lo Yisevoishi V'Alti Komi Ki Lo Yisachpiri. Don't be ashamed, Yerushalayim. Don't be embarrassed. Meaning, when the Gula comes, Yerushalayim's pride will be restored. Yerushalayim will not be like a downtrodden widow. So therefore we say, Lo yisei voishi, do not be embarrassed. Lo yisei komi, do not be ashamed. What else do we say? We have a prophecy that Eretz Yisrael is destined, that Yerushalayim is destined to be the size of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael like the whole world. Or, for example, in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Parsha Zayin, Ois Yud Daled, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asida Yerushalayim Shetehei Magas Ad Sharei Damesek. Jerusalem is destined to reach the gates of Damascus. So therefore we say, Yamin Usmal Tifreitzi. The Es Hashem Yamin Usmal Tifreitzi. Yerushalayim will burst forth to the right and the left. What does this have to do with Kabbalah Shabbos? Because since we're anticipating Shabbos, and by definition that's anticipating the Geula, and part of the Geula is the expansion of Yerushalayim, and the expansion of Yerushalayim will allow Yerushalayim not to be ashamed, Lo Yisei Voishi, Lo Yisei Kalmi, and the expansion of Yerushalayim is what we reference when we say Yamin Usmal. The Navi says, Yeshaya Nun Dalet Gimel, Ki Yamin Usmal Tifreitzi. And then we go back, finally, Boi V'Shalom, we greet the Shabbos. And as we greet the Shabbos, we anticipate not only the coming of the Gula, but the restoration of all the great blessings and treasures of antiquity to be returned. Be it Malchus Beis David, be it prophecy, be it expansion of Yerushalayim. Because Shabbos is the source of all bracha, as the Zohar says in Yisroi, Daf Peiches, called Berchaon de Leila Visata Biyoima Shavia Talion. All the blessings on high and below are dependent on the seventh day. By the way, the first word of the Torah is what? Bereshis. Tikune Zayar teaches that the word Bereshis could be broken up into Yare Shabbos. Says the Zohar, just like we have to fear the Beis HaMikdash, U'mikdashai Tiro'u, we have to fear Shabbos. Because Shabbos and the Mikdash are synonymous. Shabbos is the Mikdash of time, and the Beis HaMikdash is the Shabbos of space. And as we anticipate the Shabbos, we await the Geula. So now, when it comes to this all-important question, after 120, they're going to ask, Tzipisa li Yeshua, when Lamaisa do we do it? The designated time? Of course, we say three times a day, Semach David Avdecha Meher Satzmich V'Karen Tzimshah Ki Lishuascha Kvinu Ka'ayoyim. But at least once a week, that is the Avoida of Kabbalah Shabbos. And this year, we have the opportunity to kickstart the whole year on Rosh Hashanah with Kabbalah Shabbos. Our Tavshin Pei Dalet begins with Kabbalah Shabbos. So we could begin the new year by fulfilling the great objective of being Mitzapeh LiYeshua. And in that Zechus, instead of we blowing the shofar this year, we hope to hear the shofar of Mashiach Tzidkenu. See everybody tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to talk about fulfilling this in the Rosh Hashanah davening. Thank you everybody for joining. Have a wonderful day.
Did you see?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.